Jennifer Whiteside, BC's Minister of Education, has appointed a team of special advisors to support the Prince George Board of Education to meet recommendations provided through a report on concerns of governance, student achievement and Indigenous relations in the district. In February 2021, Whiteside appointed Corey Wilson and Catherine McGregor as special advisors to review the governance practices of the Prince George Board of Education. Wilson and McGregor have submitted their final report, which outlines concerns in the school district, including educational outcomes for Indigenous students, relationships with First Nations communities, allocation of resources and strategic planning. Beginning immediately, former School District 57 Superintendent Rod Allen will join McGregor and Wilson as a special advisory team to work with the board to asterisk ensure trustees understand the recommendations set out by Wilson and McGregor. Asterisk draft a work plan that details how the board will address the recommendations. Asterisk improve district financial planning, including aligning finances with board priorities. Asterisk improve staffing resources. Asterisk improve relationships with local First Nations, and asterisk implement the work plan, as necessary. The special advisors will submit a final report to outline the progress made by the board in meeting government's expectations in March 2022. The Prince George Board of Education is required to report every 2 months on its progress, until March 31, 2022. The board's reporting must include asterisk the completion date of the work plan, asterisk the consultations that informed the work plan, including those with local First Nations, asterisk the timelines for implementation of the work plan, and asterisk outcomes from implementing the work plan. At the conclusion of this work, the minister will assess the situation and determine next steps. The School Act enables the Minister of Education to appoint special advisors to review the activities, performance, and/or other matters of a Board of Education. Government can also replace an entire board with an official trustee. Under the School Act, special advisors may enter schools and district offices, and can inspect any record of the board. To read McGregor and Wilson's report, https://www.2.gov.bc.ca/assets/download/oa81325e6da44offa44c85bdf5d9f7a7